A reflection on Easter Sunday. From the waters of the River Jordan to the baptismal waters of the Easter Sunday service, we have traversed the period of Lent once again. We have journeyed with Jesus from the dry wasteland, Jesus' 40 days in the wilderness, where he faced hunger, thirst, and temptation, to his glorious triumph over shame and death, the resurrection. In his incarnation, Jesus shared the joys and entered the suffering of his people. In the mystery of his mighty acts, Jesus fed the hungry, healed the sick, comforted the poorest of the poor, and brought the dead to life. By his very presence, he brought hope. We have been with him and his followers in the upper room, felt the water, the loving touch of his hands, the gentle drying with the towels, and we have seen the spear point pierce his side and the water gush forth, signifying death. He suffered it all: horror, fear, shame, arrest, abandoned by his followers to carry the cross alone. We have entered into his suffering, and through that experience, we have deepened our capacity for compassion, the ability to conquer fear out of love. We have seen his human life and recognized his divine presence. Through him, we have the freedom to hope for eternal life. Here are the powerful Easter words of the poet Gerard Manley Hopkins. Enough, the resurrection, a heart's clarion. Away grief's gasping, joyless days, dejection. In a flash, at a trumpet crash, I am all at once what Christ is, since he was what I am.